Right, David McGill writes for the Bensington Society. This month's piece is written even earlier than usual. Why? It's to help our ever-industrious editor, whose daughter Emma was married on the 14th of August to Daniel, right at his busiest time in the cycle of the bulletin preparation for September. Regardless of the constraints, I'm sure we all hope the event went off superbly and wish the bride and groom all the best on the next stage of their journey together. So autumn begins. There being no Benson Bulletin in August, the transition from this unusual summer is felt all the more. And, thinking back to Yvonne Park's talk in May, not just by us. As flowers are smaller and less numerous, bees have to be more industrious to meet their daily quotas to see the hives, nests, through the winter. So there's still time to get the drill out and drill a few helpful holes in a log pile or even the garden wall. Our next meeting is on the 25th of September, when the talk will be The Greatest Story Ever Told, The History of You and Me and Everything. And that's given by Professor Tim Coulson of the Zoology Department at Oxford University. As an advance notice, the October talk on the 30th will be Three Wayward Women and Wallingford Castle, given by Edwina Johnson. Following that, there is no meeting in November, and the December meeting is on the 4th, not the 25th, for obvious reasons. At the meeting, we'll be entertained by the Benson Military Wives Choir. I hope all our members and other readers of this piece had an enjoyable summer, although I suspect the gardeners amongst us are desperate for rain and are already grieving at the loss of some of their beloved plants. As I write this on the 7th of August, the forecast is for another heatwave next week.